play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel materials, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Here from John Thiel Gym. Let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison for the starting lineups for this afternoon's game.
Here are your starting lineups. First for the Rockets, from Limestone, a 5'5 senior, number 5, Haley West. A 5'3 senior, number 11, Allison Westerdahl. A 5'11 senior, number 12, Zoe Wall. A 5'7 junior, number 20, Mackenzie Catton. And a 5'10 senior, number 34, Helena Driscoll. Rockets coached by Leah Zeitler, assisted by Leslie Howard and Noah Powell. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 senior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. A 5'7 sophomore, number 5, Riley Jenkins. A 5'7 senior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'9 senior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. And a 5'7 senior, number 42, Deja Range. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barsinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks in their home white with silver numbers, black and silver trim. Limestone in their road royal blue with white numbers, white trim. And actually, I guess they have a darker blue, more of a navy blue trim down the side of the jerseys and the shorts. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks at 5'7", Deja Range. Stepping in for Limestone at 5'10", is Helena Driscoll. Just about ready to get things underway here at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith there. Gibson, the ball's up. Tap one by the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy with it. Gives to Riley Jenkins, and she'll set the offense for the Streaks. Coach Massey told me off the air that the Limestone always starts in a man-to-man, but at some point they'll end up in a 2-3 or a 1-3-1. Riley Jenkins, three, left wing. Good start for the Streaks.
Yeah, great start for the Streaks. They ran their offense, got the shot that they wanted, coming right out, and a nice job by Riley turning and getting on their right foot to step into that shot.
Left wing, it goes to Catton, Mackenzie Catton, down on the left baseline. This is Haley West. Back to Catton, out high left side. It goes to Zoe Wall. Zoe, a 5'11 guard for Limestone. Goes behind the back, goes to the free throw line, kicks it over to the left wing to West. West goes baseline, gets a pick, cut off nicely, though, by Andrea Sampson. Back to Wall, and the ball knocked away and stolen by Deja Range. Nice job, got around and fronted on Driscoll and comes up with a steal. Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Left wing, Andrea Sampson. Andrea pounds the dribble, gives to Kelsey Legg. Right winger goes to Riley Jenkins. Drives to the free throw line, back to Andrea. She'll go toward the baseline. Now pulls back out to the wing and gives to Riley Jenkins out high left side. Streaks lead 3-0, just underway here. Deja Range, left wing to Chloe McCarthy. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Riley puts it on the floor. Now to Andrea. Left wing, three. Bounces high and falls through. Bounced, and finally fell through.
You've got to like the patience the Streaks have shown on the first two offensive possessions. They were able to get the shot they wanted, and both times they were good looks at threes. They weren't contested threes. They were good, open, clean looks.
Wall on the dribble. Hands off to West. Now it goes to Driscoll, back to West. She's got it left to the center circle. Left wing goes to Wall. Now give and go, and West got loose there but missed the easy shot. But the rebound comes down to Catton, and now it gets knocked away by Riley Jenkins. Going to go out of bounds on the near sideline. So the Streaks had trouble. I don't know how many offensive rebounds they gave up the other night at UT, but it was a lot. And Coach Massey kind of indicated that, and they just gave up another one there.
Yeah, that's been an issue all season long. The Streaks have just got to do a better job of finding somebody when the shot goes in the air and getting the rear end in there to keep them away from the boards.
I know a lot of people argue that they haven't played basketball. Well, the other team's bigger. That doesn't matter. Ooh, nice move by Wall. Did a little up and under. Missed the shot. Now Deja able to pull the rebound away. Lost a handle. Now Riley Jenkins comes up with it for the Streaks. But it's about getting a body on somebody. If they're tall, you block them out further away from the basket.
It's all about position and keeping the correct position. You've got to hold that position. A lot of times players will get in front and get good rebounding position, but then give it up.
Kelsey Legg, nice drive down the left or right side of the lane. Missed the shot, but Chloe McCarthy gets the offensive rebound and draws a foul. I believe it's going to go against Zoe Wall, and it does. That's the first foul of the basketball game. Chloe McCarthy will go to the free throw line with two shots. Chloe was our day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game the other night. Just did some really great things defensively. Had, I believe, four or five steals. And she hits the first free throw and had a key block shot down the stretch that would have tied the game back up for Rock Island in the overtime. And she got the block on Jasmine Bell as she tried to put it up as Chloe hits both.
I always think this is tough for the Middle Illini. We often catch the Middle Illini team Saturday morning, early afternoon, and they always play their conference games Friday night. So it's a quick turnaround for these Middle Illini schools.
Yeah, and as loaded as that conference is right now, it's a tough game for them every night. They're always emotional. They're all kind of rivalry games for them. As the shot's missed from the left baseline, Andrea Sampson comes away with the rebound for the Streaks, who lead 8-0. 5 minutes to play first quarter. Riley Jenkins underneath to Deja. Left side, puts it up off the glass. Got it.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for the Streaks to jump out to good starts like this against these teams because it takes a little bit for them to get into the game. Now, the good thing for the Streaks is they've jumped out to a 10-0 lead, and they seem to be clicking on all cylinders on the offensive end.
Yeah, and what we've seen, number one, like with Deja right there, she's even had her troubles underneath the basket, even though she gets a good look and has been too strong, got up and put that one in. So hopefully that means the Streaks are going to be playing with a little more confidence here early on. 4.5 minutes to play first quarter, 10-0 Streaks. Limestone with it. Out between the circles, this is Westerdahl. Drives to the free throw line, kicks to Wall on the right wing. Now Tabitha goes to West.
Oh, I'm honestly surprised we haven't seen a timeout from Coach Zeitler yet.
And a shot missed that time by Westerdahl. Rebound tipped out. Riley Jenkins comes away with it. She's on the run, drives down. Runner in the paint comes up short. Deja gets the offensive rebound to Kelsey Legg. She'll penetrate right to the rim, up and got it, and she's fouled. Great job by Kelsey. The ball came out, and she immediately saw the opening, took it right to the rim.
I would have to imagine a timeout's coming after the...
Yeah.
No, still no like yet.
Who'd they call that one on? Was it? I think it was Driscoll. Is that right?
Looks like it went on Wall.
Oh, really? I thought it was Driscoll that was there. Well, Wall already had one.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see. What to put up. I thought it was Driscoll that was there. She was standing there with her hands up as Kelsey Legg hits the free throw and converts a three-point play. All five starters have scored for the Streaks, and they lead 13-0. And Coach Leah Zeitler calls a timeout, and it is a 30-second timeout. So Leah Zeitler, a fellow Bradley alum, along with my partner Eric Gibson, she graduated back in 2012.
Well after I did.
Yeah, just a couple years. In her second year as the head coach at Limestone, their longtime coach retired a couple years ago. She spent 3 years as an assistant there after she graduated from Bradley. She is one of seven players in Bradley history to score 700 points, pull down 500 rebounds, and block 75 shots. Her senior year, she was second second team Missouri Valley Conference All Conference. So pretty impressive player for Bradley, and she's tall.
Is she?
Yes, she is. And played center for the Braves, and she's done some TV work. There are games that they carry on the public channel WTVP. She'd done them for the last couple 3 years, and then gave it up this year. Now Wall drives, put the runner up off the glass and in. So Limestone gets on the board. It's 13-2 streaks, 3:46 to play here in the first quarter.
Riley's still racing down the court on the right side with the left hand. She's got to get that fixed because better defenders are going to take that ball from her.
Kaylee Miller, Lauren Livingston in for the streaks. Lauren's got it. Gives to Chloe McCarthy, right wing. Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston on the give and go. Down to the right baseline.
Nice.
Turn around jumper up from about 6 feet. And Lauren Livingston puts it up and in. That was a nice shot. Got herself squared up and kind of faded away. Took some contact, faded away, and put it in.
Yeah, that was the most impressive part is she put her shoulder into the defender, bounced off, and still was able to hit the shot. And, you know, we've seen her get close on a lot of those kind of shots early in the season, just haven't got them to fall. That one, she was right on the mark.
Yeah, and she's still recovering from that knee surgery. She had ACL replacement surgery last year. And was actually less than a year out from that. It hadn't even been a year since she had that surgery. And Riley Jenkins just went down hard, hit her elbow on the floor. The ball got loose, and it's going to go
off Riley.
Yeah.
The problem was the ball got loose off her and hit Riley while she was laying on the ground.
Deja Rain, Jandrea Sampson back in. They'll replace Kelsey Legg and Chloe McCarthy. 2:57 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 15-2.
Looks like they did give that foul to Driscoll.
Okay, so Driscoll picked up the foul. Two team fouls on Limestone. Out high right side, this is Wall working against Andrea Sampson. Now goes behind the back, nearly lost it. She probably, that's not
the smoothest
really
looking
good move
behind
for her.
The back.
Yeah, she has to look and find the ball after she does it. Now Deja with another steal. Nope, it's going to be a tie-up. Now she stepped in. Driscoll couldn't hold on to the pass. Deja stepped around, but the possession arrow unfortunately points toward Limestone.
Well, good job by Driscoll there just to keep her hand on the ball. She had kept her hand on the ball just long enough to get that jump call. Otherwise, Deja's pushing it back the other way.
It'll be Wall to inbound from the right baseline for the Rockets. Over the top, it goes to Catton in the paint. Turn around, up and no good. Rebound, Andrea Sampson for the Streaks. So the Streaks gave up the one offensive rebound early, and I don't think they've given up another one since, have they?
No, just the one.
Riley Jenkins dribbles left. Hesitation now down left side. Nice give inside to Lauren Livingston up off the glass. Rolls out, no good. Deja there, offensive rebound goes off her hand, and it's run down by Westerdahl for Limestone. Again, a nice move, and she might have taken a little contact, but that's where you got to finish on that, though.
That one spun entirely almost around the rim.
This is West on the left wing. Nice job by Kaylee Miller. Tied her up in a jump ball call. She got
Should
some help from Riley
ball.
Jenkins, and the possession does point toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. First Limestone stone substitutions. It'll be Bria Wessel, 5'9 junior, checking in, and also Carson White, a 5'6 junior, as Driscoll and Westerdahl will get a break. So now, are we going man-to-man still? Yeah, I could have thought maybe they're in a 1-2-2, but they're still man-to-man.
Nope, they're in zone.
Oh, they are 1-2-2 now. Yeah, it didn't take long. About 2 minutes left in the quarter. Now, Kaylee Miller, three-pointer, left wing is too strong, and Deja's going to get called for a foul. Went. Yeah, she knew she did it, too, as she thought she'd get to the rebound over the top of West, but the ball kind of hung up in the air a little bit, and she bumped West as she was reaching for it. And Deja picks up her first foul, first team foul on the Streaks. 1:42 to play first quarter, 15-2 Streaks lead. Well, you want to keep building on this. You don't want to let them back in it, that's for sure, because this is a pretty good team we're playing. They played Washington to 4 points last night. Down it goes to Wessel. Kicks out right wing. White puts up the three and in. So she comes off the bench. Carson White for three and make it 15-5. Andrea Sampson, right wing. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Wall for Limestone. 1:15 to play in the half, or in the first quarter.
Those are always tough threes to take because your rebounders haven't gotten on the floor yet. And that's one where Andrea's just got to shoot it with confidence.
And Deja with the steal. Runs down the right side, lays it up.
Oh, nice job.
Grabbed her arm, though, all the way up. Really great job. They tried to get it to the high post to Wessel, and Deja reached in, got a hand on it, and just ripped it away and dribbled it all the way down herself. And as she went up with that right-handed layup, got grabbed on the arm by Catton, and Deja goes to the free throw line, missed the first one.
Well, and what I liked about Deja, I know she... She doesn't dribble the ball a lot up the floor, but she did a good job with body control. She dribbled the ball strong and just kept the defenders on her side so that when she went up, their only option was the fouler.
Second shot up and good for Deja. She's got three. That's good to see. Make it 16-5 Streaks. Chelsea Stevenson in for the first time this afternoon for the Streaks. Chelsea 5'6 junior. Also Kelsey Legg, Chloe McCarthy back in for Galesburg. Right baseline, this is White. Kicks out to West. West on the right wing. Nearly traveled. It gets to Wall between the circles. Wall working against Kelsey Legg. Dribbles right. And, well, she's better going from right to left with that behind the back. Still not super smooth. Now a travel's going to be called on West as she put the ball on the floor too late. It had already taken a step there. And the Streaks get it back on a Limestone turnover. And they'll pick up with full court pressure this time.
Four turnovers now for Limestone.
37 seconds to play. Kelsey Legg.
Somebody's got to get in the middle of the floor.
Now Chelsea Stevens. We're going to have to get a 10-second call.
Nope, there we go. Oh,
got it across to Andrea on the right wing.
Oh, she missed Chloe right under the basket, wide open.
24 seconds to play. Coach Massey, we'll see if they're going to work for one shot here now with 20. And Chloe with it left of the center circle. Swings it over to Kelsey, right baseline. Andrea swing it back to Chloe out high right side, or left side rather. 12 to play. Now Kelsey with it out high on the right side with 9. They really got the zone spread out now. 6 seconds to play. Kelsey, 2 seconds to play. Backdoor pass, Andrea Sampson puts it up. Off the glass and in at the buzzer. Wow, and that was a good job because she had Wall at 5'11 right there on her. Andrea pulled the body down, ball down, used her body well to create some space, and went up and put it in. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 18, the Limestone Rockets 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with 2 sausage patties and 2 slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Limestone with the basketball to start the second quarter. Wall puts up a runner from about 14 feet on the right side. Missed it. Andrea Sampson with the rebound. Streaks lead 18-5. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along here at John Thiel Gym for Silver Streak Girls Basketball. Galesburg 4-3, Limestone 3-3. Right baseline, Andrea Sampson kicks out to Chloe McCarthy. Kelsey Legg now on the left baseline. Back to Chloe out high right side. Right baseline, Andrea. She'll fire the three. That one's off the mark. Weak side rebound, Deja Range. Now it's Riley Jenkins, fires a three left wing. Good. That's her second of the ball game. And again, Eric, great patience on the offense. They got the good open look they wanted. Actually had 2 white jerseys with inside position going after that rebound as Kelsey Legg was there too.
Yeah, and it's a good job with the ball rotation. They're not just getting stuck on one side of the floor.
Wall with a 17-footer from straight on. Missed it. Deja with a rebound.
Deja, 4 rebounds already.
This is Riley Jenkins out high right side. Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Back over to Riley out high right side. Now Chloe. Chloe goes left baseline to Kelsey. She'll fire the three. That one's too strong. And Andrea Sampson punches the rebound out of there. But oh, it's going to go back to the Streaks. Did it go off of the hand?
I don't think so.
Of Herman? Yeah, but Andrea punched it that way. I thought somebody tapped it. I thought maybe it was Riley's hand who was there because she's kind of holding her fingers because Andrea just punched the ball out of there because she couldn't grab it. Was just trying to keep it alive. It is going to go back to the Streaks with 6:42 to play in the half, leading 21-5. Chloe McCarthy out high left side with it, and they're coming out and kind of trapping on this zone out front. Right wing, Andrea Sampson. So they've really got it spread out. Streaks, they keep moving the ball the way they have. They'll be successful against this zone. Chloe with it out high left side.
They need somebody to run the baseline. Yeah. If Andrea sneaks in on that weak side block, it's wide open.
Kelsey, right wing, or left wing, swing it over to Andrea Sampson on the right baseline. She'll penetrate, bounces for Deja in the paint, and she gets pushed. No call. If there was no foul, it should have been a travel, but they didn't call either one. Chloe out high left side. Deja was able to get the ball away and kick it back out. And they've got Deja at the high post, too. They haven't gotten it to her at the high post at all against this 1-2-2. Now Andrea left baseline outside the three-point arc. Back to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey dribbles, penetrates inside the free throw line. Scoops the shot up, can't hit, but a reach and a foul is going to go against Catton. it's Heerman, Alyssa Heerman, who's in. And Kelsey Legg will go back to the free throw line where she hit her first one earlier. So all five starters have scored for the Streaks. And Lauren Livingston off the bench with two as well. Kelsey's first free throw up and good. Seen an improvement in her shot. Hasn't maybe necessarily shown up totally in the stats from behind the three-point arc, but her shot looks a whole lot better this year, and she's finishing on some of the drives too.
Yeah, her offense, she's got a lot more confident on the offensive end, but you know, sometimes that's the maturation going from a role player on the junior team to be more of a focused player on the senior as a senior.
She's got 5 points now. She hits both free throws, make it 23-5. Chelsea Stevenson back in for the Streaks, so she gives Andrea Sampson a break. This is Westerdahl, gives way to Heerman. Heerman, left baseline, it goes to Catton. Catton inside, puts up the 10-footer, missed it. Deja with a rebound, and the foul's going to go over the back. It's going to be Driscoll. That'll be her second foul. So the Streaks, consciously, they gave up the one offensive rebound, and they've been getting really good position since on both ends of the floor. 5:36 to play first half. Streaks with a 23-5 lead.
Driscoll out, Wall back in.
And Wall will try to guard Deja Range down in the post. So she's a guard, but trying to guard a post player now.
Interesting that they utilize her down at the bottom. I would have her at the top this 1-2-2 with her length and speed.
And they tried to get it into Deja. Well, it was effective that time, but that wasn't a good pass by Kelsey. Tried to get it in over the top, and Wall came around and knocked it away. Got it over the top of Deja, knocked it away. But, yeah, the way they play that defense, you're right, that would be more effective having her out there on the point. That is tough as a defender when you've got a tall guard out there playing on the trap. This is Wall with it. Gives out high right side to Westerdahl. Westerdahl top of the key. Gets it inside to Wall. Little hook shot and got it up off the glass and in. Kind of just flicked it up there. And she's got four of the seven for Limestone. 23-7 Streaks lead. 4:47 to play first half. Chelsea Stevenson, the 19-footer. She was right on top of the three-point arc. Puts it up and in. Good to see Chelsea get off. She that first game of the season, she hit it's kind of the same thing. She's on top of the three-point line, and so she's taking a point away from herself. Nice block shot by Chloe McCarthy. She comes down with a rebound. Kelsey Legg, left wing, faked the three. Oh, they're going to call the travel. Yeah, picked up that pivot for a little bit too soon. Good thought there by
I feel like that only Kelsey. Gets called like half the time, though. It's such a 50-50 call on whether they're going to call
it. You talked about how quick our game was at UT the other night, even going to overtime. We were done before 8 o'clock. Had they called that, we'd still be there. We would still be there because it happened, especially on UT's behalf. There was two of their girls that every time they touched the ball, that happened, that they would move their feet before they put the ball on the floor on a dribble.
Wow.
This is Wall at the left elbow, kicks it out, and it's run down by West. Now top of the key it goes to Heerman. Now we've got a foul.
Offensive foul.
Nice job by Kelsey Lay, kind of jockeying for position in there with Wall going through the lane, and Wall got frustrated.
That's her second. That's a big foul for Limestone.
And checking in for the Rockets, Megan Chastain, a 5'2 junior. She replaces Heerman.
Yeah. She's going to try to stretch it out with Wall.
3:57 to play first half. Streaks lead 25-7. Andrea Sampson back in. Riley Jenkins, nice backdoor pass. Kelsey Legg, left side up off the glass and in. And that one worked to perfection. I don't know how many times we got away with that one against UT the other night, that backdoor, and they just weren't catching on. The problem was we missed a few of the shots, though, even though we had some wide open looks. And now Limestone just throws it away. West just threw it, and there was nobody there, and the Streaks will have it near midcourt.
And now she's going to take Wall out.
Lauren Livingston back in for the Streaks. She gives Deja a break.
Six turnovers now for the Rockets.
Andrea back in as well. 3.5 minutes to play first half. Streaks with a lead, 27-7. Backdoor pass to Andrea Sampson. A little bit over the top, too much traffic there for Riley, and Driscoll was there and got a hand on it. But
That was a tough one to squeeze that one in. With how big Wessel is inside, you've got to put it up high enough that your player can either out-jump or you've got to catch her sleeping.
And I think even if Andrea had been able to control that, she would have been in a bad spot. She was under the basket toward the baseline. She would have had to dribble it out anyway. Just over 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Right wing, Westerdahl. Now a steal by Andrea Sampson to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the dribble. Down the middle, kicks to Kelsey Legg. Right baseline, she'll penetrate, leans in, puts it up, can't hit. And the rebound's going to go off of West last. And it'll go back to the streaks. I think Kelsey was expecting some contact. She made some body contact with Wessel, but she made the contact, so there's no foul called, and kind of messed up her shot a little bit. Now, Andrea Sampson scooped it to Lauren Livingston. Lauren right back to Andrea. She puts it up and in.
Well, I was just going to remark that wasn't a very good pass because Lauren didn't have great position, but a nice shot by Lauren just to flick it right back to Andrea.
Andrea's got seven, make it 29-7 streaks, 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. This is West, top of the key for Limestone. Out high left side, it goes to Chasteen. Now this is West with it out high on the left side. Goes to the wing, now baseline, cut off by Andrea Sampson, kicks to the left wing, it goes to Chasteen, and knocked away by Kelsey Legg, and it goes back to Limestone as Kaylee Miller and Deja Range check back in. Chloe McCarthy, Kelsey Legg will get a break with 2:18 to play in the half. Streaks in control here, 29-7. They played a very good first half of basketball. Now a near steal by Riley Jenkins. Knocked it away at midcourt, just couldn't quite control it. And active, honestly, very active on both ends of the floor. Might be the best overall we've seen them play. We're definitely the best offensive output we've seen from them, or their patience and everything and controlling the ball, but pretty good defense as well. Out high on the right side, this is Westerdahl with it. Now it's Chasteen, gives way to White, who's back in. She'll penetrate, bounces for Wessel, and the pass was off the mark and coming away with it. I think Deja got a hand on it, but Lauren Livingston comes away with it for the streaks. Under 2 minutes to play. Left baseline, Kaylee Miller puts up the three. Good!
Another good find by Riley Jenkins.
Kaylee Miller with her first basket of the day, make it 32-7 streaks. 1:36 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 32-7 lead. This is Westerdahl with it on the right wing, working against Riley Jenkins, and Riley nearly stole it away. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Riley, and I thought maybe we were going to get the ball because Riley kind of tapped away. It looked like she knocked it off of Westerdahl in the process. Westerdahl, it's unfortunate because Westerdahl didn't have control of that dribble. She had it way high, way out in front of her. But Riley picks up the foul, just her first. This is the second team foul on the streaks here this afternoon. White to inbound, and a near steal by Andrea Sampson, but West is able to get it. Out high right side, it goes to Chasteen. That's a double
dribble.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's the one I always talk about. She caught the ball, didn't have control of it, bounced when she caught it. That's your dribble. You can't start dribbling again after that, after you get control of it. So she picked it up and then dribbled again, and Joe Thompson made the call. 1:21 to play here in the half. Streaks lead 32-7. Limestone sticking with that 1-2-2 zone. They're spreading out, not trapping now, but spreading it out and coming out and pressuring the point guard. Kaylee Miller swings it to Andrea Sampson, right wing, wide open three. Good!
Well, I'll tell you right now that Riley better be careful. She just got away with a terribly illegal screen. She was pushing on the defensive player and had her legs really wide, and the defensive player tripped going out to Andrea.
Yeah, I missed that one. But Andrea nails a three. She's got 10 in the ballgame now. White penetrates, misses a shot. Deja gets tied up on the rebound. Good job getting the inside position, but Wessel tied her up. It'll go back to the streaks with 48.2 to play. Now checking in for Limestone, Jordan Siegel, 5'6", sophomore.
I think this is the biggest lead the streaks have had all season.
Yeah, you may be right. You may be right. Andrea Sampson to Deja Range, right baseline. Riley Jenkins out high right side with 39 seconds to play. To Andrea, right baseline. Bounces inside for Deja. Turns in the paint. Puts it up. Rolls off. No good. But Lauren Livingston with a rebound. She'll put it up. Too short. And the rebound comes down to Wessels. Lauren was a little bit too far into the basket. Made a pretty valiant effort at it, though. Couldn't get it to fall. 22 seconds to play. Right wing. 18-footer up and no good by Siegel. Now the weak side rebound. Deja Range comes away with it and gives to Riley Jenkins with 15 seconds to play. And the streaks will work for one. Now with 12, Riley across midcourt with 10. Now with 9, dribbling right at the center circle with 6. Out high right side, Andrea Sampson with 4. Now swing over to Riley, left wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. Go!
Oh, wow.
That's the buzzer. Nice patience again by the streaks. They didn't panic. We've got, you know, the shot clock's on top of the basket now, so they're aware, and Andrea was plenty aware of how much time was left, knew she didn't have the shot, and there was a set play. Riley faded off to the left wing, over the top pass, the skip pass, got it to Riley. She puts a three in at the buzzer. So we are at halftime, and a good one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they lead the Limestone Rockets. It is Galesburg 38, Limestone 7. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down the halftime scoreboard and the upcoming schedule. Halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 38-7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Love it over here. It's a fantastic organization for the folks that need some time away from their family, place to go for a good meal. The biggest thing is socialization here.
Donna Powers works at Gordon Barron Senior Center, a place where seniors can come share a hot meal, spend time with like-minded folks, and have a little fun. How often your loved one comes to Gordon Barron's is completely up to you. And if you're worried about how you're going to get your loved one there, Gordon Barron's may have that covered.
We provide transportation. We have a route that goes to Abington. We have some in-town routes. We have two nurses on staff that provide the medical needs that they might need.
Good as it is for seniors to get out of the house, it's also imperative that you, the caregivers, have an opportunity for a break as well, which is what Gordon Barron's can provide. A worry-free place to take care of your loved one when you need some much-deserved downtime.
It's tiring. You need a break, too, because if you don't take care of yourself, then you're not going to be there for them when they need you.
I'm Connie Crow with Gordon Barron Senior Center. Call me with questions at 344-2520 or go to galesburg.info, keyword seniors.
At Galesburg Toyota, the holidays have us thinking about all the things we're thankful for. So here's our top five. Number one, our customers. You make doing business possible. Number two, our employees. We have the best, and they make your customer experience a breeze. Number three, our products. They're the most reliable, safest, and stylish vehicles on the market today. And my, are they pretty. Number four, our community. It's full of warm hearts. And number five, that new car smell. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Thanks for being part of our list. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Good first half of basketball for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they lead the Limestone Rockets 20-7.
Best half of the season.
Yeah. I mean, I said 20. It's 38-7. They scored 20 in the second quarter.
Right, I can't imagine. I can't even think of any half I would even remotely say was close so far this season. And you know, you don't usually see that on these early Saturday games. Usually both teams come out a little flat. They find their footing. The Streaks came out sizzling.
So the Streaks lead it. They were up 18-5 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Limestone 20-2 in that second quarter and lead 38-7 here at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Tom Erdith there, Gibson, glad to have you along with us. Well, the Streaks sophomores a winner here this afternoon, 49-37. They defeated Limestone. Of course, the Streaks a winner on Thursday night. In overtime, they defeated United Township 45-44. And, yeah, this is just what a contrast in games from that. And I'm guessing that's probably what Limestone head coach Leah Zeitler is thinking right now. What a contrast from their game, a four-point loss to Washington last night. But then again, I mean, I guess the difference is the defense. You can't compare. I'd say if we played like this against Washington, wouldn't have been the kind of game it was, but we didn't see that. We're not seeing that kind of defense against us today. And not that they're a bad defensive team, that just Washington is an outstanding defensive team.
And the other thing is that the Streaks are hitting shots.
Right, I mean, that's, yeah.
We haven't seen this all season. And we're going to get to our extensive shots here, scoring in a minute, stats in a minute, but the Streaks are 13 of 23 from the floor, Tom. So they've only missed 10 shots.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
And 6 of 10 from distance, and that's definitely the best they've shot. And I'd have to go back and look. That might be the most threes we've hit all season in a game, and we've done it in the first half here.
All right, last night the Galesburg High boys lost at Rock Island. 60-48 was the final in that one, and they have the night off tonight. Their next action will be next Friday night when they will play host to the United Township Panthers. Ryan Weber and company saw Ryan at the game the other night at UT. He was sitting there talking with his former teammate Joey Range up there. The girls' next action will be next Thursday. We will be back on the road up at Alleman to take on the Pioneers, and we'll have that for you right here on WGIL around 6:00. 6 for the pregame 6:30 scheduled tip. Then 1 week from today, we'll be on the road at Canton to take on the Little Giants. They've had their struggles this year. They had a good team coming back, but they've had some struggles, and a lot of that within their conference, which that's, I mean, you never know night in and night out. Yes, you know Morton's going to be there every time out,
right.
But between Washington and even Limestone and Canton,
Dunlap.
Who else is going to be doing what? So some really good teams in that conference. Speaking of Morton, we were talking about this off the air. They actually matched up with the two teams that have won the last four Class 3A championships. They matched up with Richwoods, who won it last year. Richwoods, everybody back in that team. They played, was it last Saturday night?
Yes.
They played, and actually game went to double overtime that Richwoods beat Morton. It was like 66-64 or 64-62, something like that. So it surprised me that Morton was that good to play them that close. But, again, you've got, you know, a couple of Division I players on that team. You've got four, maybe five on that Richwoods team. So some pretty impressive basketball being played in the Middle Illinois Conference. Let's see. So the boys will travel up to host United Township next Friday. Then they'll have a rare Tuesday game on the 11th when they will play host to the Macomb Bombers here at John Thiel Gym. In between, what else do we have coming up? Let's see. The Illinois Fighting Illini. Tomorrow they open Big Ten play. They'll be on the road at Nebraska. We'll see which Illini team shows up, because Nebraska's always tough to play there, and the Illini seems to have struggled there in the past, so we just have to see which Illini team shows up. But you know, they've had some guys.
A lot of places.
That's true. But they've had some guys starting to step up. Their guard player, their shooting's been better. The Georgie kid, the freshman. Where's he out of? He played like at a prep school last year in New Jersey or somewhere. But he's from one of the Eastern European countries.
Oh, Georgie Benchavili.
Yeah, him. Yeah. I'll just say Georgie.
Benchavili.
Yeah, something. But he actually played pretty well the other night.
Yeah,
I think he
had
a career high for him. So we'll see. But that game tomorrow here on WGIL, and that will be a 3 o'clock pregame, 4 o'clock tip-off. The Bears tomorrow in New York to take on the Giants. Trubisky out again, and Chase Daniel will start, it sounds like, that 11:30 on 92.7 FM, The Laser. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 38-7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Sevilla Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Sevilla Mutual Insurance.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIO forecast. The city of Knoxville has canceled their Christmas parade scheduled for today due to weather. Cloudy skies expected for today with breezy conditions and showers and thunderstorms likely, a high up around 45, while for tonight, clouds in the forecast with showers and thunderstorms going along with it and some patchy fog rolling through, a low of 37. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 40 degrees here on WGIL.
You can unwrap presents from Berkey's Farm Store, Black Crow Candle Company, and Crow Hollow Boutique, or Brighter Life Bookshop during WGIL's Pick a Present underway now. Details at WGIL.com.
Second half just underway. Streaks lead 38-7. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. And we'll still get to our stats here as we go along. Inbound pass to Wall, back to Driscoll, back to Wall on the left wing. Drive, spins, tries to go up and under and traveled with it. Oh, my goodness. They called a foul on Chloe McCarthy after the travel. She did a spin and then switched to pivot foot and took a step, and then Chloe got her across the arm. I think Chloe's probably expecting the travel also. But that's first foul on Chloe, and going to the free throw line will be Zoe Wall for Limestone. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks 10 points from Andrea Sampson on a couple of threes, a couple of twos. 9 for Riley Jenkins on 3 threes as Wall hits the first free throw. 3 points for Deja Range on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Chloe McCarthy on a couple of free throws. 7 points for Kelsey Legg on a couple of baskets, 3 for 3 from the line. 2 for Lauren Livingston on a basket, 3 for Kaylee Miller on a 3, 2 for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket.
Andrea, another 3.
So Andrea Sampson now with 13 in the game as Wall had hit both her free throws, 41-9 streaks.
Streaks.
I guess we have continuous clock this whole second half.
I was going to ask you that because you said that they put in regular season.
Yeah, one of the officials told me that during the tournament that they changed
but
it.
But I thought that it was only for fourth quarters. I don't think it's other quarter.
I guess in football it's the whole second half. Just the fourth quarter maybe for basketball. Driving the right baseline shot blocked by Chloe McCarthy. She got a hand on Mackenzie Catton's shot, and Chloe brings down the rebound. That's twice she's done that in this game and had one like that up at United Township that was a key play. Right wing, Andrea Sampson swings it over to Chloe McCarthy. She'll fire the three out high left side. Good!
Holy cow!
Streaks are on fire. 44-9. 6:40 to play here in the third quarter. So the streaks were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of 7 from the free throw line in the first half. And they hit 6 three-pointers.
Yeah, they're up to 8 of 12 from behind the arc now.
This is Wall with the basketball. Free throw line, drives in, and took a little sidestep there. And I'm not sure how hard she did that without traveling. I guess she did, but she put it up and in. She's got eight of their 11 points. Their only other basket came from Carson White, who came off the bench and hit a three. Out high left side, Riley Jenkins to Kelsey Legg left wing. 44-11, streaks lead. Chloe McCarthy penetrates, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, bounces high, no good. Rebound comes down to Driscoll for Limestone. She gives way to Wall. Wall has the top of the key, crosses over, gets a pick down the left side, puts it high off the glass, missed it, weak side rebound Driscoll. And did they count the basket? He blew the whistle before she put the shot up. I thought the foul was on the rebound. I think he counted it. Wow. Deja's going to get called for the foul.
Well, real quick, I'll run through the team stats. 9 turnovers in the first half for Limestone, only 3 for the Streaks. Streaks with a commanding 14-4 rebounding advantage, including 5-1 on the offensive boards. Limestone, 3 of 14 from the field, including 1 of 2 from distance.
Oh, man, Streaks fell asleep. It was a one-shot foul. She missed it, and the Streaks stood there, and Coach Massey didn't like that. Driscoll just stepped around and grabbed the basketball, and all the Streaks just stood there, and she put it up and in. Wall. Wall put it up and in. So she got the offensive rebound, put back, and Streaks I don't know what, if they thought it was a two-shot foul, or maybe they didn't realize that they had counted the basket.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't see that, because the foul actually happened before the shot happened on the rebound, so maybe they didn't see the indication. But the official does tell you, all right, one shot. They do tell you.
You got to pay attention. Streaks 13 of 23 in the first half shooting, including 6 of 10 from distance. They've hit their first two threes here. So they're up to 8 of 12 and easily the best shooting percentage we've seen from three-point range this season.
So about a 10-second timeout of the 30 that Coach Massey used just to make his point about falling asleep on the free throw there. Kelsey Legg, three-pointer, left baseline, too strong. Rebound, Andrea Sampson, strong, up and rolls off. No good. Deja with the second rebound, knocked away. Andrea taps it out. It goes going to the floor. It's going to be a foul called against Driscoll as she ran into Kelsey Legg as they were both going after it. Great hustle by the Streaks. Andrea got there and couldn't hold on. Couldn't make the shot. Then Deja couldn't quite hang on. Andrea got there, knocked it away. And Driscoll picks up her third foul now, and she's going to go to the bench. And checking back in is Carson White for Limestone. Streaks lead 44-15, 5:15 to play in the third quarter.
They're going 2-3 zone now.
And now a steal at midcourt. And spinning in the paint, shot is up, blocked by, I think Andrea got a piece of it. Now Riley Jenkins, long down court pass, and Kelsey Legg, rather than trying to grab it, tried to take it off the dribble, so the Streaks turned it over there. Good thought, though, and Yeah, there was a steal at midcourt, though. That was not a good situation they got to try to get Andrea the ball there.
Well, I don't think the Streaks realized what defense they were in. And the Rockets took advantage and just overplayed the top of that 2-3 because all the Streaks had to do was get the ball in the middle of the floor because they extended the 2-3 out so wide that the middle of the floor was wide open.
Catton with it. Out high right side. It goes to White. White on the dribble, cut off by Deja, and then threw it out of bounds.
Was a bump, but it went uncalled.
Yeah. Well, yeah, which didn't affect the pass. I'm not sure where she was trying to go with it. I don't know if she thought that, I don't know who was out there, if it was Wall. I don't know if she thought she was going to break out toward midcourt, but she didn't, and that's the way the ball went. So the Streaks get it back with 4.5 to play here in the third quarter, leading 44-15. Riley Jenkins drives in and a jump ball called, and a nice defensive play by Wall. And that's where right there, Riley going down the right side of the lane with the left hand and trying to go up for the shot there. And kind of almost handed it to Wall, but the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Inbound comes to Riley out high right side. Back to the right baseline. Kelsey for three. Bounces too long, and she's right on target. And Deja had the rebound loss. It kind of got off balance. I think she caught somebody's leg as she was going up, kind of get off balance and lost the ball out of bounds.
Yeah,
right on target. She's either been long or short.
Right. The unfortunate thing for Deja there, I think she jumped and got up. And that ball didn't come down as quick as she thought it was going to. So she tried to hang up there, and by the time it came down, it just bounced off her chest and went out of bounds.
Catton with it. Now this is West. Gives to Wall out high left side. Dribbles in. Goes to the left baseline to White. She'll fire the three-pointer. That's short. Nice block out by both Deja Range and Kelsey Legg. Deja with a rebound. Outlet to Kelsey. Streaks with numbers. Andrea Sampson. Miss Chloe going down there.
Miss Deja, too.
Yeah. So the Streaks will reset with 3:45 to play here in the third quarter. Nice drive by Kelsey Legg. Puts it up and in. Got the bump from a defender. Went up. Scooped it up there with the right hand. Puts it up and in. And Kelsey with 9 in the game. 46-15. Streaks 3.5 to play here in the third quarter.
Coach Zeitler can't be happy about that because somebody's got to step up and stop the dribble penetration. Nobody did. Let Kelsey get all the way to the rim.
Inside it goes to Wall, down on the block. Good defense by Kelsey Legg. Got some help from Andrea Sampson. Missed the shot, and Riley Jenkins has the rebound. Now Kelsey, she'll bring it across right of the center circle. Kelsey Legg out high left side, Chloe McCarthy. Now they're back in the 1-2-2 again, it looks like.
Nope, 2-3.
Oh, okay, they are. Now another drive by Kelsey. Oh,
wow.
Off the glass, got it, and she's fouled by Wall. Got knocked to the floor, and Kelsey Legg is in double figures now with 11 and a chance to make it 12. Zoe Wall picks up her third foul. What a great drive. Now, that was one, again, last year she took that contact. She had no chance of making that shot. She just didn't have the touch to do it, and she's getting better and better at it.
Yeah, it was just funny, Tom, because the first time down, or last time down the floor, the one she made, it had a moderate degree of difficulty. That one she just upped the degree of difficulty because she kind of launched her body forward and was falling away from the basket.
So now Kelsey makes a free throw. She's got 12. She is 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and she's going to get a little break. 49-15 Streaks, 3:05 to play in the third quarter. Well, I guess you got to top the last one, right?
Right. Wow.
It'll be West to walk it across midcourt, out high on the left side. It goes to Catton. Now back to West on the dribble, top of the key. This is Heerman back into the ballgame. Now it's White. Right baseline, it goes to West. She fires a three. That's no good. And Andrea Sampson brings in the long rebound. And again, they're very conscious of blocking out because Andrea had the shooter, the three-point shooter, and that's where the rebound went. And Andrea had her blocked out and got the free throw. Lexi Tucker in now for the Streaks. Andrea drives, five-footer right side, too strong. Lexi Tucker had the rebound go off her hands. Ball goes to the floor, and that's a travel that didn't get called on Wessel. She brought the ball away and then took a step there.
Yeah, I'm guessing that they let go because there was some contact that kind of prompted the travel.
This is White out between the circles, 2:15 to play in the quarter. White gets through a couple of players, shot, I think Lexi Tucker may have gotten a hand on it, but White puts it up and in. She's got 5 and make it 49-70. Now a drive by Riley Jenkins, can't hit, but she gets knocked to the floor, and there was a couple of blue jerseys there. We'll see who it goes against.
Looked like it should go against White.
Yeah, Carson White gets the call, and that is her first foul. And the third team foul here in the second half on Limestone. First shot for Riley is up. She missed that one. She struggled a little bit from the free throw line this year. I don't remember her having any struggles from the line last year as a freshman.
No, she was pretty good from the stripe, I remember, from last year.
She's got 9 points in the game on 3 three-pointers. 2:03 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 49-17. Now make it 50 as Riley hits the second. She's got 10. So the Streaks with three players in double figures. Riley Jenkins, Kelsey Legg, and Andrea Sampson. Kaylee Miller in for the Streaks. Lauren Livingston in as well. This is Chastain with it. Ball knocked away by Lexi Tucker, and Chelsea Stevens came away with it, but kind of lost a handle on it. The ball bounced on the end line, so it'll go back to the Rockets.
Yeah, Chelsea Stevenson tried to dribble that before she got a clean hold of it, and the dribble just went off the baseline.
Inbound comes to Catton in the paint. 10-footer up and no good. Rebound off the hand of Lauren Livingston. This is White, misses the shot, and Riley Jenkins comes down with a rebound. Riley on the run. Gives to Chelsea Stevenson, right wing, dribbles, right baseline, in, lays it up too hard off the glass, and the rebound off the, Lauren Livingston went up after it, but they say it got knocked away from behind. It'll go back to the Streaks as it'll be Kaylee Miller inbounding from the left baseline. And it comes out high left side to Riley Jenkins, to Kaylee Miller, tried to get inside to Lexi Tucker, but it was Wessel that reached around and knocked it away. Streaks turned it over, 1.5 to play. This is West with it. Gives to Catton, back to West on the left baseline, fakes, goes to the wing, now back to the baseline, cut off by Chelsea Stevenson. Now it's Catton to Wessel in the paint, and the ball is going to be a jump ball. Got inside to Catton, and Lauren Livingston tied her up, and the possession arrow points toward Limestone. 1:13 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 50-17. Back into the Limestone lineup, Jordan Siegel, 5'6 sophomore. She replaces Haley West. Inbound in the paint, knocked away by Lexi Tucker, and Lexi comes up with a good defensive play by Lexi Tucker. Gets the steal, and the Streaks bring it back the other way with just over a minute to play here in the third quarter. Chelsea Stevenson, right side, tried to get to Lauren Livingston. She got bumped going after the ball, and they're saying it was equal opportunity bump. I'm not sure, and the ball went out of bounds, and the Streaks turned it over with 58.4 to play in the third. So, Limestone will have it at midcourt from just in front of the scorer's table. And it will be Alyssa Heerman to trigger. Heerman on the dribble. Left side it goes to Siegel. Now top of the key. Siegel on the dribble. Cut off by Chelsea Stevenson. Now goes to Catton. And now a charge is going to be called. Nice job by Lauren Livingston. And was it Wessel that ran her over?
Did he get 30?
I couldn't tell what number indicated. Oh, no, it was Siegel.
Siegel.
Foul goes against Siegel. I didn't even put her down here. Streaks with it, 40 seconds to play. Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline for three, short. Rebound, Lauren Livingston puts it on the floor, goes up, gets fouled from behind. Can't hit the shot, but she's going to go to the free throw line. That was another one of those, that dribble. I think she needed to get herself in position, move back because she was too far into the basket. But sometimes, yeah, rather than take the dribble, just go up with it. But I think she needed to move back a little bit on that one. The foul, that one went against Wessels, and Lauren Livingston hits the first free throw. She's got three in the ball game. Wessel, with her first foul. Second shot for Lauren Livingston, up and good. Four for Livingston, 52-17 Streaks, 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Right baseline, this is Catton, cut off by Kaylee Miller. Now kicks out to White. White penetrates, shot blocked by Lexi Tucker. Siegel gets it, puts up the 10-footer, and good. Siegel with her first basket, make it 52-19, 10 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins out high right side to Lauren Livingston out high on the left side. Now with six. Swing it to Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline. 18-footer is up, too strong. Lauren Livingston fighting for the rebound. It's going to go off of White. It'll go back to the Streaks with .3 to play. So basically, you can just get a tip here. You don't have time to grab and shoot. I guess she did. If it went in, it was going to count. And Riley put it up, couldn't hit it. But we have played three quarters of basketball. It's been all Galesburg Silver Streaks after three. Galesburg 52, Limestone 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Shoe shopping isn't what it once was. Your options? Self-serve in store or play the online game. Before you lose all hope in having a good old-fashioned shoe shopping experience, make a trip to Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have a full line of upscale shoes and boots that you can be fitted for and try on in the store.
brands like Sperry, Sass, Dansko, Bjorn, Florsheim, Merrell, Rockport, Timberline, and Red Wing. When you want a well-made pair of shoes with excellent fit and customer service that doesn't include a return mail label, you gotta go to Breedlove.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Nebraska. Coverage begins at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They turn it over. Wall with the steal. Wall on the dribble down the left side. Runner up and no good. Rebound goes, and Chelsea Stevenson fighting for it. Ball gets away. Wessel gets it. Now right side. It goes to Westerdahl. She can't hit the shot. She's fouled, and Arlita Brown, who's into the ball game, is going to get called for the foul. Arlita Brown, Kaylee Miller, Lexi Tucker, Chelsea Stevenson, and Grace Nelson in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So going to the free throw line will be Allison Westerdahl.
And the very important question of whether we get a running clock has been confirmed.
Did. Yes, that's fun. Not fun for the players who don't get to play as much, but fun for us. That third quarter, Streaks, it was a fairly even quarter. Streaks outscored them 14-12, but when you're down like Limestone is, it doesn't do you any good to play even.
No.
Or even just under even, obviously. Second shot for Westerdahl up, and that one is good. They get 52-21. Grace Nelson will set the offense for the Streaks.
What did you have the score at the quarter?
52-19.
Right.
So oh, now they just put it back.
20.
They just put it back, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say.
Lexi Tucker left baseline. Has to kick it back out. Gives to Kaylee Miller out high left side. Now it's Grace Nelson between the circles. Right wing. It goes to Chelsea Stevenson. She'll dribble left. Picks up. Hands to Grace Nelson. She'll dribble right. Picks it up, and the pass got tipped. Lexi Tucker comes up with it. Drives out
nice
the right side.
Move.
Up off the glass. Too strong, but a great move by Lexi Tucker from the high post. She knew she could beat Wessel, and she just spun and went, but was too hard off the glass. But the rebound went off of Limestone. Streaks get it back. Kaylee Miller were inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Chelsea Stevenson. Goes to the wing. Back to the baseline. Kaylee Miller, her shot is blocked. And a rebound, Lexi Tucker, and she gets knocked out of bounds. Ooh, they're going to get the ball to Limestone. I thought there was some contact there. I mean, it went off of Lexi last, but I thought she got pushed out there by Driscoll. But it goes back to the Rockets with under 6 minutes to play. Streaks leading 52-20. Left side, this is West for Limestone. Now it's Westerdahl out left of the center circle, out high right side. It goes to Driscoll. Driscoll looking for Wessel. Now it's Wall on the right wing. Fakes, goes baseline, cut off nicely by Chelsea Stevenson. And they're going to. I thought he was going to call the foul on Wall because she was pushing the elbow, taking the elbow and pushing off on Chelsea Stevenson, but she dribbled on the baseline. And that's, you know, as a defender, that baseline is another defender for you that helps you out.
Right.
You just force them that way, and that's exactly what happened. Chelsea Stevenson did a great job there. Grace Nelson to Arlita Brown. Bounces for Kaylee Miller in the left corner. She'll bring it back out to the wing. Lost a handle on it. Now gets it. Oop, tried to get it to Arlita, and Arlita had to save it in bounds, and it goes back to Limestone. Haley West comes away with it. 5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Bounce for Westerdahl. Now it's Wall on the left wing with 5 minutes to play. Wall picks up. Bounces for Wessel down on the left block. Passes to Driscoll at the free throw line down the right side lane. Kicks out to Westerdahl, right wing. She'll fire a 14-footer. Missed it. And the rebound brought away by Arlita Brown for the Streaks.
Well, I'll be honest, Tom. I didn't see this kind of performance coming from the Silver Streaks.
I didn't either. I'm glad, though.
It's, yeah.
I mean,
they turned in their best offensive and arguably their best defensive showing of the season.
Turnover by the Streaks. Shot missed, though, by Westerdahl. And, the ball's going to go back to Limestone. I thought it went off of them last. Better go back to the Rockets with 4:24 to play in the clock. Well, now it's going to stop because Coach Massey calls a timeout. There, Streaks are struggling on offense right now, and that's why he wants to do that with the some of the subs in there, some of the future players. We'll take a timeout. Streaks lead 52-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Days Auto Body.
Call Dave.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Congratulations to Cheryl Nyman, who unwrapped a children's gift basket from Calico Cat playing WGIL's Pick a Present. You can win, too. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Aerith there. Gibson 4:23 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 52-20. Out of the timeout, Limestone with the ball. Now, what do we got?
An Aaron Horn. Which is unfortunate because I think the Streaks were going to steal that inbounds pass.
Yeah, I'm not sure why, what the deal was.
I think it was just an errant horn. She accidentally hit the horn. Because she put her hands up and said sorry after it went off.
Okay. All right, well, this is West with a drive shot blocked by Lexi Tucker. Rebound, Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks. Chelsea on the run across midcourt right side, goes to the wing, picks up, gets knocked away, gets it out now to Arlita Brown. Back to Chelsea, right wing. She'll penetrate to the baseline. Back to Arlita Brown on the wing. Out between the circles, Grace Nelson. Left wing, it goes to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee swings it over to Chelsea Stevenson. Fakes, goes baseline. Gets cut off, looking for help. And finally gets it off to Lexi Tucker on the baseline. Now she's looking for help and lost a handle on it. And it gets knocked out, though, by Wall. Streaks will get it back on their own right baseline. So essentially the Streak subs here playing against Limestone starters for the most part. Well, as Wall goes out now, so I think, there's still one starter in there. Or no, two of them, Driscoll and West are still out.
Driscoll hasn't played much, though, because she's been in foul trouble all game.
Top of the key, Chelsea Stevenson dribbles left, kicks out to Arlita Brown out high left side. Now Chelsea Stevenson left wing. Gets to Grace Nelson, top of the key, right wing to Kaylee Miller. She'll fire the three. High arcing three. Good! Kaylee Miller with her second of the ball game. And make it 55-20 with 3:14 to play. Man, that was a lot of arch on that one.
She was trying to catch the ceiling on that one.
Absolutely. My goodness. There are some gyms that probably would have hit it. If the flag would have been down that way, it definitely would have hit that.
Oh, yeah.
In the paint, it goes to Wessel. Now this is Driscoll, right baseline from 10, puts it up and in.
That wasn't a bad-looking jumper.
It really wasn't.
We haven't seen her. That's only her second shot of the game. She's made them both. But
Madison Rogers, 5'9", junior in for Limestone. This is Chelsea Stevenson, right wing, 18-footer, short. Good block out by Driscoll as Kaylee Miller is trying to get to it. And Siegel picks up the ball for Limestone. Just over 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 55-22. Steal by Kaylee Miller.
Nice
good job by Kaylee. And got knocked to the floor and was able to get the ball away as she kind of went down to one knee as the defender was laying on the back of her leg. Now Kaylee, another high arcing three. Too strong on that one. Weak side rebound. Chelsea Stevenson missed. Now Lexi Tucker with a rebound. Up and off the glass and in. Lexi Tucker with her first basket of the ball game. Make it 57-22. Streaks 2:14, 2:13 to play. Driscoll, right baseline, 15-footer this time. Another good-looking shot. That's
definitely her spot.
Yeah, she's got six in the ball game now.
And we're going to get a timeout, but just so the subs can come in.
All right, Lily Hudgens in for the Streaks. Also, we've got Abby Endhoff in, 5'6 freshman. Lily Hudgens, a 5'5 sophomore. Abby Davidson in, 5'11 freshman, and Audrey Peck, a 5'11 sophomore in for the Streaks. Arlita Brown in there. She stays on the floor as well. She's got it. Puts it, goes to the baseline, bounces for Abby Davidson. Turns, took some contact, but no foul called. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Madison Rogers. 1:45 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a 57-24 lead. This is Wessel. Kicks it off, and the shot up and missed by Heerman. Got her own rebound down, though. It's Rogers with it. Kicks out to Chasteen with 1.5 minutes to play. Now it's Heerman, right side to Siegel. Back to Chasteen, down the right side of the lane, just lost the handle on it. Ooh, I'm going to say it went off the foot of one of the Streaks, I guess, because that's the only thing that could have happened to go back to, because it looked to me like she just dribbled it out.
Yeah, she even reacted like she just dribbled it out.
It'll be Siegel to inbound, and it comes left wing, three-pointer by Heerman up and no good. Rogers with the rebound for Limestone. Right side it goes to Chasteen. Top of the key, Heerman. Now it's Siegel, left baseline, Rogers. Back to Siegel, down between the circles. This is Heerman. Now it's Chasteen, stops inside the top of the key. Right wing it goes to Heerman, drives and strange runner-up, missed it, got her own rebound, and but tried to kick it out and threw it out of bounds on the sideline with 37 seconds to play, and the clock running. Streaks leading 57-24.
A very good effort today, this afternoon from the Silver Streaks. Best one of the season, and hopefully this is one of those building block things, because with Allman on Thursday, they're not a great team. It's a chance to put together a little bit of a winning streak here with the last couple of games.
And more importantly, you'd be able to go 2-0 or 2-1 in the conference.
Right.
Left baseline early to Brown. Penetrates. 10-footer left baseline. Too strong. Rebound. Abby Davidson up off the glass and in. Great job by Abby Davidson. Took it straight up after she got the rebound. 1 second to play. Shot at the buzzer.
Oh, wow.
It's good. A three-pointer from the volleyball spike line thrown up there by Megan Chastain. Up and in at the buzzer, but it didn't matter. Streaks win it here this afternoon. Great effort. 59-27, the final score. Streaks are now 5-3 on the season. Limestone drops to 3-4. 59-27, the final. We'll come back and talk about this one. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats as well. Streaks win it 59-27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit courtrightconstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
The newest member of the sales team at Yem Auto Group is from Aquaca. Robert Eldridge has been in the car business for nearly two decades, and his customers are used to some pretty awesome service.
Trying to make it convenient for the customer is number one. Anything that you need in the service department, get with me. I'll bring you a vehicle, leave it for you, take your car or truck to Galesburg and have your service done and bring it back to you. I'd like to invite all of my past customers to come visit me on this new adventure that I'm on over at Yem in Galesburg.
Get to know Robert Eldridge and the sales team at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
My mother-in-law has early stages of Alzheimer's. She started becoming forgetful. She would get up in the morning, she would lay in front of the TV set, and that was about it, all day long.
Caring for a loved one with memory loss can be challenging, scary, and sometimes heartbreaking. But Vicki Kuhn's family found help in the Gordon Barron Senior Center, making it possible for her mother-in-law to get out of the house and socialize while giving her caregivers a well-deserved break.
She absolutely loves it. Honestly, as a family member, we just could not be happier. They keep her busy. They make sure that she does things. She exercises. They take them on outings.
And if your loved one has special medical needs, Gordon Barron's is equipped to handle them.
She's diabetic also. They do blood sugar on her every day. The care that she receives here is absolutely stupendous. They're more than willing to work with you to help you with whatever you need. This has been a lifesaver.
I'm Connie Crow with Gordon Barron Senior Center. Call me with questions at 344-2520 or go to galesburg.info, keyword seniors.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens no! No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use it or lose it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care.
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
the official WGIO forecast. The city of Knoxville has canceled their Christmas parade scheduled for today due to weather. Cloudy skies expected for today with breezy conditions and showers and thunderstorms likely, a high up around 45, while for tonight, clouds in the forecast with showers and thunderstorms going along with it and some patchy fog rolling through, a low of 37. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 40 degrees here on WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Thiel Gym Streaks win it here. An impressive game as they down the Limestone Rockets 59-27. Streaks now 5-3 on the season. Streaks coach Evan Massey joins us, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And coach, it's so easy. You tell us in the pregame kind of what's going to happen, what we need to do, and lo and behold, it all works out.
Well, you know, when you shoot as well as the girls shot today, everything turns out to look pretty good. But I'm very happy with where we are defensively. I think in the last, I don't know if it's the last two games or last three games, kind of what we've found is, we're putting Kelsey on the other team's best offensive player. And, you know, if you'd said that a year ago, you'd said, well, she'll last a quarter and foul out. And she has the quickness, she has the length to be able to defend people. So number 12 for them. Is a very, very good player and has, you know, had multiple games 20-plus, and I think Kelsey took that away from them offensively. In the meantime, what happened was offensively for us is we passed the ball, we didn't turn it over, and we had wide open shots, and we made the shots. So it was a fun day.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about that early on. I mean, one, you looked like a really, really confident team offensively especially. We talked about, yeah, you were hitting the shots, but you were very patient offensively, running the plays. Shot wasn't going up till you found the open look. You were taking care of the ball, and then the open look was there, and it was going in more often than not. On top of that, we talked about rebounding. This, I thought, you gave up one offensive rebound early, and then not another one till later in the game when you had a lot of substitutes in. I mean, and this was on both ends of the floor. You guys were getting good position on offensive rebounding as well.
You know, obviously that starts with Deja, does a tremendous job. And I haven't looked at our stats, but I know I can picture times where Andrea got in a rebound and Riley did and Chloe and Lauren did a nice job on the boards when she came in. I thought was especially tough on the boards for us that way. But, yeah, I said to the girls, there's games that we've shot poorly. And it's like we're not as bad as we look, you know, like Washington that way, East Moline, where we shot poorly with it. But you come home, you're a little more comfortable, and you can see that you shoot better, everything works out better, and we shot the ball. And so we may not be as good as we looked with, you know, shooting the ball was so tremendous today. But this is a group that the message I've been giving them is that I think they're better than they believe they are, But the great news is they just keep working, and they listen, and they get along. And so hopefully we just keep working and give ourselves a chance.
You know, you mentioned the defense and the job Kelsey did on the wall girl, and I think just that hustle breeds more hustle. I mean, because all the girls, it wasn't just her. I mean, there were steals. Chloe, which is a couple of games in a row now, she's been great taking the ball away. And, I mean, it was everybody. You had girls diving after the loose balls, and you didn't come up with them every time, but the hustle all over the court.
Right. I think we have tried in the last week of saying, we've got to create something defensively. And the first thought was, do we want to get out and pressure the ball and create more in the full court? And our thought was, we're not convinced right now that we're in as good enough shape that we want to do that. We're not sure we're sound enough to defend 84 feet. But what we've tried to do is get up, and instead of where maybe, you know, depending how you look, we were defending 22 feet of the floor, of coming up and trying to defend closer to 40 feet. And I think where you notice that, Lauren and Chloe especially, of with some post players get the ball on the perimeter, they've got quick hands and have created some turnovers.
Yeah, you're not necessarily getting a lot of runouts out of that, but Deja, in fact, had one at some point today where she knocked it away, and she brought it all the way down herself. Didn't get the shot to fall, but somebody grabbed her arm, got to the free throw line. She hit one of those. I want to go back to the offense, too. They pressured the ball. They ran a full-court press for a short time. That wasn't successful. They flipped, as you said, they started the man-to-man, flipped to that 1-2-2, and they were coming out and pressuring and trapping up top. Didn't matter, your guy or your girls still held their composure and still got in the offense and found those seams.
Correct. And I think, there's a lot of kids that, for us, Kelsey is a point guard in mentality, and her now playing on the wing creates another passer for her. But I think quietly, our two sophomores, Lauren and Riley, have become lots more comfortable. And you look today, Riley ended up, she sees situations so much better and recognizes what she can take advantage of. And with her skills, there's a lot of things she can take advantage of. And so today I thought there were times where she took advantage of the opportunities and attacked the basket.
Well, I hope people realize that weren't here, thought, wow, it was a continuous clock game. That must not have been a very good team. That's a team that took Washington to a 4-point game last night. They are a good team.
Right. They took second in their tournament, lost by 10 to Dunlap. They beat Lincoln by 15. They're going to win. They're going to win ball games. And, I think, to be honest, this is an advantage for us. Our schedule is so nice where we play Thursday, Saturday, and next year with the Western Big Six, we'll do that. And what we did this year purposely was, as you remember last year, we were playing games where we're playing on a Monday, a Thursday, a Saturday, sprinkled all over. What we did this year is we've got the doubleheader at Lincoln later in the year, a doubleheader here right after Christmas, doubleheader at Maine South, and that it's not that I love to, play back-to-back games, but each one of those we do, that's eliminated a Monday game or a Tuesday game, and now what we've got is we've got a full week of practice before the games go in. We play Thursday. We had Friday off, and we can, go through some things, do a lot of shooting, and then we come back Saturday. Limestone played Friday night. They come back Saturday. So, you hope that some of that, you try to create some advantages with your schedule.
And like I said, you got not quite a week off, but you got a long week of practice here coming up. We'll head up to Alma next Thursday night, another conference game. Never easy. I don't care what gym you go to in the Western Big Six. Never easy. They've had some struggles. But, again, it's going to be a case where you still have to play well to win the game.
Right. They beat UT in a close game, and we beat UT in a very close game. And so I'm confident it'll be, a tough game there. But at the same time, there's a lot of games that are winnable for us. I'm not saying we're going to win them all, but you look, there's a handful of teams that are a reach, right? Morton, obviously, they're a team like that. Richwood's right now is. Rock Island is. And, what I'd like to see us is get to where we're consistent and the games that are winnable that we compete and, we want to win them. And stuff, and then maybe what we do get good enough that some of those teams where we're a clear underdog that, all of a sudden things go right. And like today would have been a day if we had, played somebody that was a power. Maybe if as well as we shot the ball, we would have had a chance.
But I say you shoot like that against anybody, you give yourself a chance.
Yeah, I would hope.
Well, and, like you said, with Alleman coming up, that another thing that would do for you, you get one up there, that puts you 2-1 in the conference, and you're looking pretty good. Obviously, Rock Island's going to be at the top, but, you keep playing like this, you're going to be competitive as far as the conference also.
Yeah, today's a fun day. It gives you a lot of hope.
Coach, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll see you Thursday night.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll come back and run down our post-game stats. Streaks 1-59-27. Also coming up, we'll name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, I don't want to. I don't think I can.
Okay, I understand. Then we won't.
But we need to.
Yeah, you keep saying that. But when we get ready to do it, you freak out!
For a lot of people, the stress of having a bathroom remodeled is enough reason to put it off altogether. What if I could promise to get it done before you had time to worry about it? At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, all we need is a few days to transform the look of your bathroom with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. For the quickest and most stress-free remodel available, 342 Heat. That's 3-4-2 Heat.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
It used to be every business had a storefront and a landline. Nowadays, many businesses are run out of homes and online, and they come in all shapes and sizes. At Tompkins State Bank, we understand your business is different from the guy down the street, which is why we offer many business checking accounts to suit your individual needs. I'm Shelby Woodruff at Tompkins State Bank in Knoxville. Come in and talk to me about your business, and we'll decide which business checking account is right for you.
Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Member FDIC.
The president has the ability to get this done, even withstanding this opposition that he faces.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Good win for the Streaks this afternoon, 59-27. The final score is they defeat the Limestone Rockets. Sophomores a 49-37 winner. Let's run down our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks with three players in double figures. Andrea Sampson, 13. She had 3 3-pointers, a couple of 2-pointers, 10 points for Riley Jenkins on 3 3-pointers and 1 for 2 from the line. 10 points from Kelsey Legg on 3 baskets, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Kaylee Miller on a couple of 3-pointers. 5 points for Chloe McCarthy on a 3 and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Lauren Livingston on a basket and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Deja Range on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points apiece for Lexi Tucker, Chelsea Stevenson, and Abby Davidson, each on a basket. Streaks with 9 3-pointers in the game, 10 for 12 from the free throw line. By far the best they've shot this season. For Limestone, they were led by Zoe Wall with 10 points, 4 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Helena Driscoll on 3 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. 5 points off the bench for Carson White on a 3 and a 2. 3 points for Megan Chasteen. She hit that 3-pointer to end the third quarter at the buzzer there. 2 points for Siegel. What was her first name? Jordan Siegel on a basket, and 1 point for Allison Westerdahl on 1 for 2 from the line. They had a couple of 3-pointers, 3 for 5 from the free throw line.
Turnover wise, 16 turnovers for the Rockets, only 11 for the Silver Streaks, most of those coming in the second half. 20 rebounds for the Streaks, 31 rebounds for the Streaks, 20 for the Rockets. Streaks out rebounded the Rockets 12-9 on the offensive end. Limestone shot 11 of 38 from the field, 2 of 4 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, were 20 of 46 from the field, 9 of 19 from deep. Some stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Deja Range had 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Abby Davidson had a rebound. Lauren Livingston had 2 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Chloe McCarthy, 3 boards, assist, and 2 blocks. Tucker with one rebound, a steal and a block. 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal for Andrea Sampson. An assist and a steal for Kaylee Miller. Arleta Brown, a rebound. 2 rebounds and a steal for Chelsea Stevenson. 1 assist for Grace Nelson. 3 rebounds, 6 assists for Riley Jenkins. And Kelsey Legg, 2 rebounds and 1 assist.
All right, Streaks won it here, 59-27. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll take a final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with 2 sausage patties and 2 slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks went here this afternoon, 59-27 over Limestone Rockets. The sophomores a 49-37 winner as well. Last order of business, to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, you think, well, nice win like this, it's really easy. Yeah, no, it's not, because so many players did so many great things in the game today. I mean, Andrea Sampson shot the ball extremely well, 13 points, hit three three-pointers, also had five rebounds, a couple of assists, a steal. Riley Jenkins with her 10 points, ran the show very well. Chloe McCarthy, again, defensively, did a great job, and Deja on the boards. But this young lady, not that she's the only one that did things on both sides of the ball, but Coach Massey even mentioned the job she did defensively on Limestone's best player, and then you add another 10 points on top of that as well.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior guard, Kelsey Legg. Kelsey, a great job defensively, 12 points, two rebounds, an assist. She shot the ball well. She was 4 of 6 from the field, 4 of 8 from the field. Excuse me, she was 0 of 2 from downtown. So just a tremendous job by Kelsey Legg today. And you know, I think you should always get that added bump in the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game if you shut down the other team's best player.
Yeah, absolutely. And Wall ended up with 10 points. But, I mean, she worked for every one of them. She didn't even get a lot of shots off.
No, and
some
really,
of them were kind of crazy shots where she was managed to get in. But
She really struggled to get every shot that she did get. And I'm trying to think. I don't even think she got that many shots up because of the defense. Well, she did. She shot 4 of 10 from the field.
Well, so. I know Coach Massey mentioned she scored 20-plus points against several teams, and I believe she might have done that against Washington last night. Against a very good defensive team. So, Kelsey Legg, what a great job. So, Kelsey Legg, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Of course, all road games are transportation provided by Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Home of the lifetime warranty. And we'll be driving a Nissan vehicle again coming up Thursday night. Our next action, the Streaks will be up in Rock Island. We'll take on the Alamon Pioneers. We'll be about a block from Harris Pizza. It's a good thing.
Road trip stop.
absolutely. So we'll have that one for you. So overall, this hopefully this is a sign of things to come that we're going to see from this team this season.
Yeah, you hope that it'll be a springboard and kind of propel the Streaks. I mean, it'd be nice to go into Canton having a three-game winning streak next weekend and maybe be looking for some of that momentum, especially coming off a nice Saturday win like this.
Streaks win it here this afternoon, 59-27, the final score. They're now 5-3 on the season. Limestone drops to 3-4. Thanks to our studio engineer, James Noble. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.